Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
To Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, for those listening in Richmond, Virginia, we were off the air there for 24 hours or so. One of our transmitters gave up the ghost. Ray Pritchard on from Kansas City, Wesley Wildman, Steve Paisley, Jordahl in studio with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Ray.
Ray, you ever had a transmitter die on you? You've had a transmission die on you, hadn't you, Ray?
You definitely had that. I had transmissions die many times.
Yes.
Many times, yeah.
So, anyway, our engineers got in a truck and drove from Tupelo, Mississippi to Richmond, VA. And now we're back on the air. So, there you go. Magic. Mm. The magic of engineers.
That's right.
That you pay a lot of money to make sure that they know what they're doing.
Well, some places around the country, we have contracts. I know I'm doing a deep dive into our network here, but we have contracts with engineers who live, closer to the station, and we can just call them and they can go out and fix it. In some cases, that's not possible, and we have to actually physically have our engineers leave Tupelo and go wherever in the U.S. to fix our station, but we're back on the air there in Richmond, Virginia, where we have a lot of wonderful listeners. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. Good morning again, Steve.
Hey, everybody.
What are you leading with in your news segment here,
Steve? There's so much stuff that's going on right now, but this is from the Oh Please, Oh Please, Oh Please, Oh Please, Oh Please Be True file.
Okay.
This is a post from a gentleman named Suleiman Ahmed, who has been posting very pro-Palestinian things and everything. He is reporting, and I haven't verified this, he's reporting that Shiraz University in Iran is offering scholarships to American and European university students who've been expelled for their, quote, free speech. Oh, please let that be true.
I love that. That's free speech. Great.
Oh,
all they got to do is go to, did you say Iran?
The gays for Palestine, they set up a chapter right there. I'm sure they'll be very welcome.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a beautiful story.
Okay. Next story.
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Elise Stefanik is filing ethics charges against Jack Smith today, accusing him of violating Department of Justice standards and trying to tip the election against former President Donald Trump. The letter to the DOJ's Office of Professional Responsibility, Stefanik urged the government watchdog to investigate Smith over accusations of, quote, abusing the resources of the federal government to unlawfully interfere in the 2024 presidential election. I think almost everybody.
Who is she, for those who don't know?
Liz Stefanik is a Republican congresswoman from New York. Conservative. She's a Trump Republican.
Right.
MAGA. And she is claiming that Jack Smith is I think almost everybody that's listening to this at least has heard, if they don't believe, that all of these trials, while some of them may have legal merit, that Trump maybe have done something, none of them have been brought in accordance with the way that they would treat a normal person. And almost everybody believes that all of these were lined up on purpose to keep him off the campaign trail, to keep him from being elected president.
And they didn't calculate that it would backfire.
It's backfiring in a big way. But anyway, so Elise Stefanik has Jack Smith on the hook. She wants the DOJ to investigate him.
But he is the DOJ.
Well, Jack Smith is, well, he's from the, but they have an
office. Investigate yourself.
They have an Office of Professional Responsibility. I mean, it's kind of like.
Technically there's a difference. He is a prosecutor representing the U.S. Department of Justice, but she, I think this is just more of, this is basically more or less her making a public point. I don't know that the Biden's Department of Justice The AG Merrick Garland will, I say Biden's. I mean, it is whatever, whoever the president is. It's the Justice Department is known as the AG.
It's their.
It's a cabinet position under that president. So anyway. So we'll see what happens there.
Police departments have internal affairs departments that are run independent of the police chief. And I don't know if the Department of Professional Responsibility for the DOJ is similar, that it runs independent of the Attorney General. They need every government agency or law enforcement agency should have something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, next, do you guys remember, I don't know if we talked about this, there was a middle school girls' track and field competition this would be in West Virginia. And there was a boy who thought he was a girl that was going to compete in the shot put competition.
Yeah.
Well, they have five middle school girls who were very brave. They went, they took their shot put, they stepped into the circle, and then they stepped out, forfeiting their turn. Well, the school board at Harrison County Board of Education has banned the girls from any future competition.
What? They got in trouble for this?
The school board banned them.
In West Virginia?
For forfeiting?
For forfeiting. Now,
why can't you just forfeit?
I know.
Well,
why do you get punished for forfeiting?
What happened? I saw the video. These girls, it was a high school shot put competition, okay, track and field. They're out there, and there's five of them. And four of them are girls, and one of them's a guy who says he's a girl, and he wants to compete against the girls. Shot put. I mean, is there any sport? There's a lot of sports, but any shot put?
Right.
You'd have a pretty big advantage.
The man would typically have a huge advantage in shot put, right?
So the girls said, we're not doing this. And they actually, the girls,
13 years
old, the four girls walked up to the place where they're supposed to throw the shot put from and then said no, or they turned around and put the shot put down. Or I've forgotten exactly. In other words, they were making it clear, we're not going to compete against a boy.
When you step in the circle with your shot put, you're registered as an attempt, and if you step out, then as an attempt was 0 feet, I think.
That's what happened.
Yeah, so it's five girls now.
And good for them.
Good for them. So the school board, again, in Harrison County Board of Education, has banned the girls from future competitions. However, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey has filed a lawsuit against that Board of Education on behalf of girls.
Good.
So, to be determined, we'll follow that along, but just so that's an update there of a story you may have been following.
You know, I'm surprised that, Ray, this idea of boys being able to compete against girls in sports, that's just an absolute, complete, total no-brainer.
It's insanity.
Right.
It's sheer insanity to think that, well, and especially when you've got a guy who is pretending, and that's what it is, who is pretending to be a girl or has deluded himself, who's so mentally off that he now thinks he's a girl.
Right.
Okay, he needs help.
Yes.
And I want to say the guy needs help.
Yes.
No question about that. But he should not be allowed. He shouldn't be allowed to use the girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms.
Right.
And certainly should not be allowed to compete with him pretending that he's a girl, because he's not.
Anybody who defends this insanity is... I want a name for them.
Well, you said it's a no-brainer, so maybe they have no brain.
you got a lot of these celebrities who are doing virtue signaling, is what I call it, where they say they don't have a problem. Are there four boys being able to compete against girls as long as they call themselves a girl? But if that were to – you had the what's the soccer player's name? The girl soccer player that wears the pink hair.
And Megan Rapinoe.
Okay, Megan Rapinoe.
Or Rapinoe.
And she was like a star soccer player on the U.S. national team.
That's right.
Right? And she's an open lesbian, and she just can't stand Christians or conservatives at all.
Or America.
Yeah, and
America
our own
values.
She's the one that takes a knee
the
time during the national anthem, right?
That's right.
Well, she's retiring. How convenient for her to say now that she doesn't have a problem with trans athletes playing girls soccer. Riley Gaines last week was on with us. It was an excellent interview, and she said a lot of these athletes are pulling the ladder up, so is what she called it. So when they're getting ready to retire, they have retired, and then they want to say they don't have a problem. But if what's her name, Rapinoe? What's
Megan?
Yeah, what if Megan had been beat out by four guys 10 years ago when she was in her prime, then she would have complained as it being unfair. Same thing with the University of South Carolina women's basketball coach, Dawn Staley. She's a great coach. She's a great recruiter. She's won like two or three national championships, three, I think. No question about her coaching credentials. But on this issue, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
She says she didn't have a problem with boys playing girls basketball as long as they say they're a girl. I guarantee you, if she played next year and her South Carolina team plays another school.
Any school,
and that school runs out three boys that are 6'8", 240. And they crush South Carolina.
But they have long hair, though.
Yeah, or lipstick or whatever. And they actually, today, I'm thinking you don't even have to.
No, you don't, but I'm just making.
Yeah. And they beat South Carolina, the former defending national champs, by 50 points.
It's a good bit of loss of words.
Then she will say, you know what she'll say? You know what? I really didn't mean that. I didn't think that would happen. I think this is unfair.
Well,
I hope it happens.
I hope it does happen too. All right, so listen to this and see if I'm on to something, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, before I give you a couple of analogies here, try to follow something, I want to be clear. Transgenderism is a sin and it's bad, okay? And they don't need reaffirmation for what they're doing. It's a mental disorder. They need counseling and help, Christian counseling specifically. However, if there is a transgender boy is playing in women's sports, then it's not a boy because we're using the word transgender. Therefore, why would they not just create a separate category where all transgenders, which is a category, have a transgender sports? You have transgender basketball, you have transgender basketball.
That's the fairest thing to do.
Have a transgender what was the sport that they were doing? The shot put. Transgender shot put. You knock yourself out. All transgenders can compete against each other.
In their own category
because they're trans. And that solves all this problem. Now I think it's crazy that we're at this point in our history in America, but if you're going to avoid lawsuits like this and to be, quote, fair, it's only fair for them to compete against themselves. Both if a woman says she's a man and a man says she's a woman. Otherwise, it's called female sports. It's not called transgender sports.
That's true.
So, I got a question.
All right.
How come you never hear about Susie who decides she's Bill and wants to run against a bunch of high school boys?
That's the ultimate.
Never hear that.
Nope.
No, but which only proves the point, Ray, of the biological obvious differences.
Look, it's just simple, isn't it? Some things we make complicated that really are simple. Male and female, he created them. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl. That's what you are, made by God. All the opportunities are out there for you, but you don't help yourself if you pretend to be something that you are not. A boy who pretends he's a girl, he's still a boy. He's still a boy, thank you. And he's still a boy,
and you call yourself a girl, put a dress on, wear some lipstick, paint your fingernails, whatever like that. And listen, I'm not saying that there are, as Ray said earlier, Wesley said, these people are messed up spiritually and mentally.
Yep.
And so to that extent, I do feel sorry for them. Okay. However, when we start normalizing this kind of stuff
and affirming it,
that's when it gets whacked out on society's part. Ed Vitagliano, my colleague, had a great analogy here, which I've used before, and he's not here today. All right, I asked him to do it himself. And that is this. When a young girl, for example, is anorexic, I should say. She has anorexia. And she says, I'm fat, even though she's starving herself to death. We don't say, we don't affirm her by saying, yeah, you know what? You are fat. We affirm your identity. No, we say that is unhealthy, and that is unsafe, and you can't do that or you're going to starve yourself to death. We don't affirm that, but yet, so in the same way, we shouldn't affirm people who are boys who say they're girls.
That's right.
Or girls who say they're boys. That's only denying reality. So anyway, that's
stats prove over time has proven that is actually counter to their health. So
sure it is. Sure it is.
So it's not just a neutral. Yeah. Affirming them is not just a neutral statement.
Right.
Ultimately, it leads to the destruction of their bodies. It leads to the destruction of their health, and ultimately, in some cases, it leads to suicide.
Yep. No. Exactly. And we do have something called science, which biology,
mm-hmm.
The chromosomes are different,
yep.
In male and female. And no matter how many dresses you put on, how much makeup you put on, yep. How many fingernails you put on, it doesn't change your basic chromosomes biologically, male, female. All right, let's move on. Steve, what's your next story?
All right. Well, let's go back to West Virginia. Because
it's almost heaven.
Yeah, it is. In West Virginia, the Circuit Court of Appeals.
Skip that story and go to the one. Excuse me for interrupting.
That's fine.
There. Skip that story and go to the Texas with the audio from the students.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have. We're going back to campus, and some of the students that we've been listening to, Fox has been doing a good job of finding Israeli students and getting their experience, because what we're hearing from some of the protesters are there is never such a thing as October 7th, and there's no Jewish students that are being intimidated here. It's just not happening. Well, it is, and we have one, and he wasn't named. They stuck a camera in a bunch of Jewish students' got their opinion. There's a bunch of them, but where was this? This was at UCLA, I think. And UT Austin. UT Austin.
University of Texas at Austin, where yes. They've been having some protesters.
Yes. And right. This was his experience, Cut 11.
I was just taking a final, and this is just an intimidation campaign. I'm trying to scare Jews off campus. I'm trying to do my final, and in the background I hear they're chanting for the death of Israel, the death of Jews. It's completely unacceptable. If they want peace, they don't stand for anything like it. Israel is a democratic state. It's the only democracy in the Middle East. This is, at the end of the day, they don't want Jews on campus. They're trying to scare us off. They don't want us here.
Are you going to be scared off?
No, absolutely not. We will not follow our history. We will not be led like lambs to the slaughter.
What are your parents telling you? Finals are coming up next week. What are your parents telling you? Do you want to come back?
They're telling us to stay away, at least mine. And in my opinion, I'm going right into it. This is not a time. We have to be strong. History shows us that if we're strong, we can defend ourselves.
That was a Jewish student at the University of Texas in Austin.
Along with several other Jewish students.
Yeah, there was others that they were interviewing.
Yeah.
Now, they've handled it pretty well down there, haven't they?
I believe so. I think Texas has sent in the police to disperse.
In California and New York in particular, they're letting these the inmates run the asylum.
Huh? That's right. That's the best analogy.
Ray, have you seen this?
Well, it's out of control.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's going to happen, Tim, is that because they have let this go on, they have emboldened the agitators. They've emboldened the outside people, and they've emboldened the students. Hey, you can riot. You can take over. You can,
right.
You know, you can break into a building. You can hold a sit-in or a lockdown or whatever you want to call it. And we're going to see this spread across the country. And I will say this. I predict where I think where this is all going is going to come to a climax at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. I think they're planning a huge blowout there.
When is that? July? When is that Democrat National?
I'm looking.
You know what? I know in the states of Florida and Georgia and Texas, I believe they're not putting up with these protesters who are breaking the law.
That's right. They don't have a lot of. There's been many of them that didn't have credentials, or they didn't have
permits
to be protesting. On top of that, the ones that do, or even some that either do or don't. I'm not sure if they do or don't. But there are many times they're preventing people to getting to their jobs.
Yeah, they're blocking access to. That's what they were doing with these students.
And guess what happened in Tennessee when people blocked the pro-life or blocked pregnancy clinics for keeping people going in? They got arrested and sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Yeah, if these were pro-lifers protesting, they would be jailed.
Yes, by blocking access.
Yeah, So.
The Democrat National Convention is August 19th and 22nd.
What do you think is going to happen there, Ray?
Oh, I think you're going to see 100,000, 200,000 of these protesters.
Wow.
I think you're going to see. They've already said, their leaders have said they want to reenact what happened in 1968 in the Democratic Convention in the city of Chicago. And you got to remember, Tim talked many times that Chicago, the leadership is in the hands of the far radical left. And I think the demonstrators believe they can blow the place up.
So. Well, you know what? That makes sense, because what you're going to have then in August in Chicago, you're going to have the Democrat National Convention, and then you're going to have these pro Hamas and other kinds of far left causes, right? But these people are going to be, they're going against their own people.
Right, right.
They're saying the Democrat Party, for them, AOC is going to be a right winger. Huh? Am I right?
That.
Especially yep. Joe Biden.
Sure.
Joe Biden, who pretends he's a centrist now, he's going to be viewed as a tool of the right wing.
Right.
So I could see that mayor there in Chicago, he's a far lefty. I wonder how he's going to handle this when you have all these protesters coming in, and then he's going to have to be the one, I would guess, authorizing a crackdown on them, but using the police when he's defund the police guy.
Well, if you've got a 250,000 protesters descending.
So you think it could be that? You think it could be that many? They're going to come from around the globe, you think?
Sure.
Wow.
It's a tremendous opportunity. And
everybody that George Soros pays is going to be there.
That's right.
But it's going to be left on far left.
Well, true.
They don't.
There's not going to be any right wingers there.
That's right.
That'll be
the Republican convention.
What we do is
we don't have a dog in that fight.
We just get out the popcorn.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Chicago in the middle of August. It's going to be blazing hot.
Yes.
Probably. And wow,
they've created it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going there.
No. I'm not going there either.
Note to self. Yeah. Don't go to Chicago in August.
Man, go fishing.
And no one is going to New York.
Have you ever been to Wrigley Field, Ray?
Yes.
I'd love to go to Wrigley Field for a baseball game sometime. I do want to do that in Chicago. All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.